lot of people get frustrated because they say there's too many kids, but you got a lot of kids go to the middle school and the elementary school. So it's going to be busy. Need people to slow down.
That's Frank Wakin, a crossing guard on the corner of School and First Street between the Walker's entrances at Lafayette Elementary School. His post is just a three-minute walk away from the one where 45-year-old Ashley Diaz died on Wednesday when he put himself in between an SUV and students in front of Stanley Middle School. Wakin says he referred Diaz to the company that manages crossing guards because he thought he'd be a great fit.
Because he was a nice guy. He comes from a good background, good family man. His mom, his dad, his niece, sister. I know them all. I talk to them every day.
Wakin says he drives in from the other side of the tunnel every morning and afternoon to help the kids cross safely. I asked him what keeps him going and what he's concerned about as a crossing guard.
I have three kids of my own. And I've always come from a large family growing up. I do this job because of the kids. They keep me going. These kids right here, they show me love, respect, and I just enjoy being around them.
In terms of how the drivers are doing?
A lot better than what they were because of what happened. But prior to that, I would have said that they were failing.
Down the road in front of Stanley Middle School at the intersection where Diaz was killed, just a few steps away from the growing memorial filled with flowers and messages, a few administrators were amongst nearly a dozen crossing guards patrolling the area. I arrived about 10 minutes before the students were dismissed.
Would either of you be willing to answer a quick question or two?
Yeah, but not until after the kids have come on, please.
Have they been dismissed already?
No.
11-year-old Olivia Bush says she saw the whole thing.
So I was kind of standing over here on my way to school. I just got my bike. And so these two kids, one of these kids I knew, his name was, I'm not going to use his name because he may not want it to be used, but he was a sixth grader, and I think, I don't know if it was his younger or older brother, and the crossing guard, he pushed him out of the way, basically.
And what did you see from the car that was coming towards them?
It was like a black SUV. It was going fairly fast. I wouldn't say it was like really extremely fast, but it also wasn't really slow.
Do you think that they didn't see them?
They didn't see him. I don't think they saw him, yeah.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling okay. It's really sad that he had to lose his life, but he saved another kid's life, and that's really cool of him to do.
Olivia says it was hard to go about business as usual in school on Thursday.
They said on the intercom this morning that they'd had this big group in so-and-so room, I forget, and then I went to that room with one of my friends, Derek, and it was just a bunch of kids playing with Rubik's Cubes. They weren't really talking about anything.
Oh, so it was like play therapy for y'all?
It was kind of like that. We talked a little bit, but not much. It was very, and the schools aren't talking about it much. This morning in first period, my math teacher, she did talk about it a little bit and everything that like went down. But for the most part, none of my other teachers really talked about it.
What did she say? What was it like to be able to talk about it with the teacher?
With my first period teacher.
I imagine it could feel maybe good to hear them acknowledging what happened.
It felt really good to hear her talk about it. And she said, you know, his name and that he died. And
Olivia laid flowers by the growing memorial for Diaz. I asked her why.
I had $4 only, and I used my last bit of money for that. And I came back down here with the flowers and put them down. I just felt like to show your respects for someone because he took his own life for some other kid and his brother to live, and I just felt like it needed to be appreciated.
Olivia's mom, Ashley Bush, says she's devastated by what happened, but not surprised.
Every day when I drop them off, I think it's going to take someone dying, unfortunately, for there to be safety around here. Because I see so many times when I bike both of them to school and to and fro, either, you know, places of danger where kids are, you know, in corners where you can't see cars coming around, crosswalks that have no crosswalk people. You have to wait and hope people stop. We've been hit almost a couple times just crossing a stoplight and people running stoplights. I mean, it's, I really feel like there needs to be police presence every day around the school areas. They need to be ticketing people going up Moraga. They're going way too fast. We live off Moraga Road, and I see so many times people almost get hit by cars just not stopping for pedestrians, for bikers. There's no bike lanes. There's no sidewalks that are very wide. They're all really small. And so every day I feel like we put our lives at risk taking my kids to school.
Bush says change needs to happen.
if there was just some measures done, like for instance, all the crosswalks should have lights that go off and signal, you know, to drivers that people are walking across. Anything that's visual that they can see up front to help that, you know, with crossing areas all around the school.
11-year-old Zoe Laris walks from Stanley Middle School to Lafayette Elementary School every day, where her mom and fourth grade sister, whose school ends 15 minutes earlier, wait for her. How did you feel to go to school today?
Felt sad because in first period they told us about it and I didn't feel with strength the rest of the school day.
You didn't feel very strong the rest of the school day? It was hard to study?
Teachers, I could see them that they weren't really like with all that they could give us. We're doing their best.
So after school every day you walk here to the elementary school to meet your mom. How did you feel about doing that today?
Well, so while I was walking, I was like, hopefully there's a lot of cross guards or someone that can help me cross the street. Because yesterday, where I usually cross the street, there's not much kids that cross. And that day, there wasn't a cross guard. So yeah, I was like, hopefully the cross guard that's always there, it's there again. He's there again. So I was about to cross the street and I felt safe because I was with a lot of kids, so that felt better. And there was like three cross guards in the same area where I crossed, including police officers. So I felt safer and I thanked them and I feel so grateful that they were there.
Zoe's mother, Paulina Lores, says she's filled with mixed emotions, knowing that Ashley Diaz, who's the same age as her husband, lost his life saving a child who's the same age as her daughter.
He's a hero for sure. He's like, it was amazing what he did. It practically, he gave his life away for saving these kids, and I feel like very touched about it. And also I feel worried because it could be my girl, and I at the same time I feel like grateful because it wasn't my girl. It's like all these mixed feelings. I come for my elementary schooler and then I wait here for my middle schooler. So she has to walk all the way from middle school to elementary school.
And it's not very far, but there's several blocks and there's several places to cross. So that means she has to cross the road by herself. How are you feeling?
I used to feel secure that she just walk. It's two blocks. It's like nothing. But I used to feel very secure about doing it because there were cross guards and all the kids doing it at the same time. But now apparently it's not safe anymore.
Well, Lara says she was happy to see lots of guards and police officers present around Stanley Middle School on Thursday. She pointed out gaps on the intersection surrounding Lafayette Elementary School.
If you can see here in Moraga Road, there is only one lady who is doing the crossing, and there is two lights. I mean, here in the theater, there is no one like crossing the kids. So it's like, it's not enough people. Even though there is so many near of the middle school, it's not enough because the elementary is without crossing guards.
I spoke with a volunteer crossing guard who works at the intersection of Brook and Moraga, who declined to share her name.
For me, safety comes first. You know, first I'm a mother. I want my child to go to school, to cross the school safely. And I saw that need and I just jump in right away.
And how are you feeling about the news from Wednesday?
I'm heartbroken from moderate level. I'm just heartbroken. For what I do as a volunteer crossing guard, I'm heartbroken too. But I also see that need of people stepping in, especially families and the school and everyone who's in power to make changes right away, immediately.
What kind of changes do you want?
First of all, you must educate families. You must educate people, kids, such an early age, not because everything we're going through right now. A lot of people, I have a third grader here at LES, and that's the first time she ever hear about safety here around this school in the neighborhood. So I do feel it comes from the power to make all those changes and also to bring more, you know, crossing guard here and get them the right, you know, protection when it comes to, you know, reckless drivers. And, you know, everyone we protected. I mean, kids are, we want as a parent, want children to be safe.
And you might not want to come back anymore, or your husband might not want you to do this
anymore. Well, I'm just doing this as a volunteer. You know, for me, like I say, safety comes first. I might, now that everything I went through and what I have experienced and what I have seen here in Brook Street and Moraga Road, it's really scary. So I might, as a parent level, I would do changes right away, immediately. And I do hope that, you know, principals and parents and the people in power do make changes right away.
Changes like having police officers at the crossing?
I've been here for 3 weeks volunteering, and very likely today or a few more days will be my last day here. And I have never seen any police officers, and I have seen so many drivers breaking rules. And I have never seen, not until yesterday, that they went and after the crossing guard died. I saw one passing by right in front of LES.
And lastly, are you afraid for your own safety?
Very much so. For me, family comes first, but then I think about other children that are here crossing the street by themselves, so that worries me.
Parents say they'll continue to push for additional safety measures on the crosswalks around Lafayette Elementary School and Stanley Middle School so that Ashley Diaz's life won't have ended in vain. In the meantime, these students shared some ideas for both children and drivers to stay safe.
Drivers, be careful because there's kids out there, and you have to look because some kids can be a bit short. And on the lights, you have to pay attention while you're driving, because if a kid was crossing and you didn't pay attention, you would probably run somebody over.
Yeah, what message do you want to send to children who are walking to school?
Be careful of the cars, because sometimes they don't stop, and that for a really bad reason, like maybe they're in a rush or something. So you just gotta stop, and you gotta wait until the crossing guard says it's okay to go.
Please do not drive really fast, and please stop the car.
Anything else you want to add? You don't have to, it's up to you.
Please don't kill our crossing guards.
What are you feeling for the crossing guard? He was the same age as your dad.
Oh my God, is it really? I feel really kind of sad, because what if he was dad of someone, or he had a brother or sister? And so I feel like kind of sad, because the crossing guard couldn't see them anymore.
And what do you hope we learn from this?
I hope that other people will drive more carefully, and please do not kill our crossing guards.
Reporting from Lafayette, I'm Sharon Sabota.